This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August the 1st. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. I once read Hubert H. Humphrey's words. He wrote, "The greatest gift of life is friendship, and I have received it." And I immediately understood what he meant, because I've always believed that one of life's greatest gifts is friendship. As we celebrate National Girlfriends Day today and Friendship Day tomorrow, it seems like the perfect time to reflect on the friendships we ourselves have received, the ways that they've enriched our lives, and how those friendships have helped shape the people we are today. A few weeks ago, we talked about New Friends Day. We discussed loneliness and the importance of reaching out, creating connections, and welcoming new people into our life. Today, I'd like to continue that conversation by celebrating friendship in all its forms. Because friendship has two sides. It's just like a coin. There's the friendship we receive, the people who support us, encourage us, listen to us, and walk beside us through our life. And then there's the friendship we give, the kindness, understanding, encouragement, and caring we offer to others. Both sides of that coin are valuable. Both sides enrich our lives. There are many studies that show the benefits of having meaningful relationships. Friends can help reduce stress, improve our emotional well-being, and make us feel connected. But studies also show that being a friend has benefits too. When we reach out, when we care for someone else, and when we make a difference in another person's life, we grow as well. Friendship is not only something we receive, it's something we create. Many years ago, the poet John Donne wrote the words, "No man is an island." Those words were true when he wrote them centuries ago, and they remain true today. Even with all of today's technology, with our phones, computers, and social media connecting us instantly, we still need genuine human connection. We do need each other. It's part of being human. From our earliest days, even as infants, we respond to a smile, a familiar voice, and a gentle touch. We're born to connect with one another. And that need, it never disappears. A smile, a kind word, a gentle handshake, or a warm hug can become an invitation. They can open the door to a conversation and sometimes become the beginning of a lifelong friendship. I sometimes think of friends like I do a GPS. A GPS is intended to help us find our way when we're traveling on unfamiliar roads. And sometimes it takes us on a detour because the straight road we expected isn't always the best road for us to take. And friends can do the same for us. We may have goals and visions for our future, but sometimes our friends help guide us along a path we never expected. That path may lead us to the destination we had planned on, or it may lead us somewhere even better, somewhere we never imagined we would go. Sometimes we don't even know where we're going until a friend helps us discover that path. Friends can also be like a flashlight. When the light around us isn't quite light enough, they shine a little brightness on new possibilities. They help us see opportunities we may have overlooked, and they can encourage us to move forward with confidence. One of the beautiful things about friendship is that every person we meet has a story, an experience, or a perspective that can teach us something and help us grow. And the beautiful part is that every person we meet has the potential to become a friend and bring something positive and meaningful into our life. And of course, that means we can never have too many friends. We're all works in progress. The friends we've known for years know the chapters that have brought us to where we are today. They know our history, our memories, and the experiences that have shaped us. And new friends, they meet us as we are today. They see who we are in this moment, and they can help us write the future chapters of our lives together. And perhaps that's the beauty of friendship. Old friends and new friends, they both hold us up. They encourage us, support us, and help us move forward through all life's ups and downs. Together, they help us experience the very best that life has to offer. Because together, we are better. And it's never too late to make a new friend. Life changes. We change. And we move through different stages of life. New friendships bring us fresh perspectives, new experiences, and sometimes even healing. When we make room for new friends, it never takes away from the friendships we already treasure. It simply adds to our lives. Friendship is like adding a new spice to a favorite recipe. We already enjoy what we know, but that new flavor broadens our palate and makes the whole experience even richer. I've experienced that in my own life. Music was a very important part of my mother's life. She came from a very musical family. She once shared a beautiful childhood memory with me. On the Sabbath, when her family gathered and sang together, the windows of their home were open, and the people in their village would gather beneath the windows just to listen to their family sing. For them, the villagers were having a live concert. It was a moment of connection, community, and joy created through music. And because music was such an important part of my mother's family, it naturally became a part of my story as well. I didn't go to live concerts, but I always enjoyed music in my shop. Modern music played through the day, and I loved listening to music while I was driving home. But I never truly experienced the magic of live entertainment until my friends Heather and Michelle introduced me to concerts. They opened a whole new world for me. There is something very special about sitting in an audience, feeling the energy of the performers, perhaps even dancing in our seats and sharing the excitement with everyone around us as the music surrounds us. My friends gave me something I didn't even know I was missing. And that's what friends do. They can expand our world. They introduce us to new interests, new experience, new cultures, and sometimes even new parts of ourselves. Friendship also helps us through life's difficult moments. I often think of friendship as an umbrella. An umbrella doesn't stop the rain from falling. It doesn't prevent the storm, but it gives us shelter while we move through it. Friends can't take away every challenge we face in life. They can't prevent loss or disappointment or difficult times. But they definitely can stand beside us. They remind us that we aren't alone. And when the sunshine returns, they're there to celebrate the joyful moments with us too. There's one more friendship we should never forget. And that's the friendship we have with ourselves. How we speak to ourselves matters. We would never speak to a good friend with constant criticism or impatience. We would encourage them. We would forgive them. We would remind them of their strengths and of their value. We deserve to offer ourselves that same kindness. When we are good friends to ourselves, we become better friends to others. So as we celebrate National Girlfriends Day today and Friendship Day tomorrow, perhaps this is a wonderful opportunity to think about the friendships that have shaped our lives, the friends who have stood beside us, the friends who have opened doors to new experiences, the friends who have helped us become who we are today. And perhaps today is also the perfect day to open our heart to someone new. A smile, a kind word, a simple hello. That small moment of connection could become the beginning of a beautiful friendship. During this hour, our From a Woman's Perspective team will continue this conversation by sharing information, knowledge, and ideas to help us stay connected, to stay healthy, and to continue living our best life. After one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. So stay with us as we explore the many ways friendship, health, knowledge, and caring can help us live our best life. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're listening to From a Woman's Perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
It's always good to be a friend to yourself. And now, on From a Woman's Perspective, we have someone that wants to help us build our best life from the comfort of our home and find balance. Today, we have Clinical Director Michelle Strazzeri of Psychotherapy for You. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm really excited about the topic that you've chosen today, friendships. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, I'd like to talk about something that all of us need, but perhaps we don't think about often enough, and that's friendship. We often spend time thinking about whether we have good friends, but today I'd like us to think about something just a little different. What does it actually mean to be a good friend? As a psychotherapist, I've had the privilege of hearing thousands of people's stories over the years, and one thing I know for certain is this: none of us gets through life without needing someone else. There are seasons when we're the one offering support. There are seasons when we're the one who needs it. The strongest friendships make room for both. I remember speaking with someone who told me that they hadn't reached out to a close friend because they didn't want to be a burden to them. Interestingly, when that friend finally found out that they were struggling, they said, "I wish you'd called. I thought you needed space." They obviously cared very deeply about each other and both wanted to help, but both were waiting for the other person to make that first move. It reminded me that sometimes the message we almost don't send is the very one someone is hoping to receive. Being a good friend isn't about having the perfect words. It's rarely about solving someone's problems. More often it's about saying, "I'm here." I'm listening without judgment, checking in, remembering those important dates, following up after a difficult conversation. Those little things really matter. One question I often encourage people to ask is, what do you need from me right now? Do you need someone to listen? Someone to help you think through a problem? Or maybe you just need someone to sit with you while things feel hard. That one simple question shifts the focus away from fixing and toward understanding. And sometimes feeling understood is exactly what a person needs most. There's another part of friendship that we don't talk about very often. Healthy friendships also have healthy boundaries. Being a caring friend doesn't mean taking responsibility for someone else's happiness. It means walking beside them, not carrying them. And there's a big difference. I often remind people that supporting someone and rescuing someone are not the same thing. Supporting someone means encouraging them, listening to them, and reminding them that they don't have to face those things alone. Rescuing someone often means taking on responsibilities that were never ours to carry. And the healthiest friendships are the ones where people both feel supported, respected, and free to be themselves. So today, here's my challenge for you. I'd like you to think of one person who's made a difference in your life. Maybe it's someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Maybe it's someone who came to mind while we've been talking today. And if that's the case, perhaps that's your sign to reach out. Send the text. Make the phone call. Invite them for coffee. You don't have to say anything profound. Sometimes a simple, "I've been thinking about you," is enough. And don't worry if that friendship isn't perfect. Very few are. Friendships, like every important relationship, go through seasons. Life gets busy. People move. families grow. And sometimes reconnecting simply takes one person willing to make the first move. That small act of kindness could mean far more than you could ever realize. And if you're the one who's struggling right now, I'd like to leave you with this thought. Being a good friend also means allowing others to be a good friend to you. Let people show up for you. Let them listen and let them care. Friendship isn't about never needing help. It's about knowing that we're not meant to face life alone. As always, I'd love to hear from you with your questions and ideas for future conversations. Just wanted to let you know that we're working through a few email issues right now, and so I'll let you know next week what's the best way to get in touch. Until next time, my friends, take good care of yourselves and of one another.
So if you're listening, ask yourself, what do you need now? And if you want some support, we now have psychotherapy for you that can happen right in your home with your computer. All you have to do to get started and find out more, just call Psychotherapy for You. The phone number is 289-205-3505. That's 289-205-3505. You don't have to do anything alone. You can learn how to be a friend and have friends or change anything in your life because you're in the driver's seat and you can be your own best friend by making change in your life for the positive. Psychotherapy for You is willing to help you. One phone call gets you started. 289-205-3505. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing that information about friends and friendship. And I look forward to learning more about taking care of ourselves and our mental health next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship difficulties, grief, or you're simply feeling stuck, Psychotherapy for You is here for you online. Psychotherapy for You carefully matches you with a therapist best suited to your needs. Feel heard and empowered while learning coping strategies that can lead to meaningful change, all from the comfort of home. Reach out to psychotherapyforyou.ca. Professional online mental health services.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C, next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C, new from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the health effects of undereating. So often we talk about overeating and some of the health effects, but it's kind of a new trend out there in terms of undereating. And when people struggle with low energy, stubborn weight loss, poor recovery, or even hormonal symptoms, the first assumption is often that they're not eating too much or some of the wrong foods, and in many cases, the actual opposite might be true. And so chronic undereating is one of the most overlooked contributors to health concerns today, and many individuals spend months or even years trying to lose weight by continually reducing their calories. They might be skipping meals or even following a very restrictive diet. And while this approach can produce a short-term change on the scale, it can actually create significant stress on the body over time. And our body's actually quite adaptive, and when it senses that energy intake is consistently lower than it needs, it actually makes adjustments to conserve our resources. And these adaptations can affect our metabolism, can even affect our hormone production, our ability to recover from exercise, can affect our mood, our immune function, and even our body composition. So when we think about undereating, this occurs when the energy intake consistently falls below the body's needs. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we're starving or eating extremely small amounts of food. In many cases, people consume enough calories to get through the day, but really not enough to support the optimal physiological function. So, you know, certainly with people, you know, are busy, parents, athletes, chronic dieters, this concept of low energy availability becomes an issue. And some of the symptoms that people can have are, for example, constantly feeling tired, mentally feeling foggy, less motivated, more dependent on caffeine, and really unable to sustain their usual activities. And ironically, some people respond to these symptoms by exercising more or reducing calories even further. But research has shown that this low energy availability can reduce our actual resting metabolic heart rate, or metabolic rate, I should say, and impair the body's ability to maintain our physiological function. So what can happen is, you know, we can have weight loss plateaus, feeling cold, more fatigue, and difficulty even maintaining our previous weight loss that we might have had in the past. So this is one reason why actually aggressive dieting often becomes more difficult to sustain over time, because our body adapts to the new normal. So this is a big topic. I'm going to actually talk a little bit more about this next week, but certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, we're looking at really a more holistic and sustainable approach to health, and I'll talk a little bit more about that next week, so stay tuned. But certainly in the meantime, if people have any questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
For any health issue, anyone wishing to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally, call Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001 and ask for your complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing more about this next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To be a friend, you need to be able to hear what's spoken and respond sincerely. No one understands this better than hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So Friendship Day has got me thinking about something. What do you think the currency of friendship is? You might say trust or loyalty or maybe time. And all of those are important. But after 20 years of helping people reconnect with the world around them, I've come to believe that the real currency of friendship is conversation. Now, think about it. Every friendship is built one conversation at a time. Could be through a phone call, a cup of coffee with someone, a shared laugh, a simple, how have you been? Those little moments become the memories that keep friendships alive. Now, imagine those conversations becoming difficult. You're sitting with friends at a restaurant, everyone's laughing, so you smile too, except you didn't hear the joke. After a while, keeping up becomes exhausting, and so you start declining invitations. Not because you don't enjoy your friends, but because conversations have become hard work. And the sad part is, your friends may simply think you're busy. They don't realize you're quietly withdrawing because hearing has become a struggle. One of the greatest rewards of my job is seeing that story change. And patients often tell me, it's so nice to feel part of the conversation again. And I love that because it reminds me that what we're really restoring isn't just hearing, it's connection. So this Friendship Day, reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. And if someone in your life seems to be pulling away from conversations, don't assume that they've lost interest. Sometimes they're simply finding it harder to hear. And if that's the case, the good news is that it's often something that we can help with. Because sometimes helping someone hear better is really about helping them stay connected to the people that they care about most.
Edmund, you always give people the help they need. I get calls saying thank you because I had a hearing aid, I couldn't make it work, and nobody, even the people I bought it from, couldn't adjust it properly. And you made magic happen. Friendships happen because, yes, you can listen, you can respond, and you definitely have to look after yourself. So if you want to deal with someone who treats you like family, then remember the name hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Edmund, if someone wants to speak to you about hearing aids they have or their own hearing and getting a hearing test, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327, or you can always send us an email at hello@hearingaidsource.ca.
You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who deals with every company that manufactures hearing aids and will help you find the exact one you need, not just the one that happens to be manufactured by their company. The phone number to reach Edmund, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Edmund, thank you. And thank you for being such a good friend to the listeners who reach out to you.
It's my pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to approach it? Well, there is a solution. It's called matchmaking in 2026 with your own Cupid on your team. Here, it's Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So sometimes part of my job is reaching out to people that are maybe struggling and they don't even know they're struggling. Maybe they just think that they're not having much success in the dating realm. With a really nice gentleman, really successful, had success really in all parts of his life, except dating was a bit of a struggle for him. And I was getting quite a bit of feedback back. So this is kind of how he went on a date. He'd go into the restaurant, he'd sit down, he'd take his phone out of his pocket and he'd plunk it on the table beside him. And during the entire course of the date, as the phone binged and dinged and lit up, he would transfer his attention over to the phone. At one point, he even picked it up and said, "Excuse me for a minute, I have to take this call. I hope you don't mind." And then during the rest of the date, he interrogated the lady he was on the date with, which I thought was very interesting because the reason you come to a matchmaker is we've already interrogated them for you. We know, you know, if they want to have children, when they want to have children. We know about their past relationships. We know what they're looking for in a partner. So your job, I always have to remind people, is to have fun and be fun because we've already done the screening for you. And it's so important in this day and age. I mean, we all have our lives on our phone, our banking, our photographs, our way of communicating with people. Everything we do is on our phones these days. And we forget that they're not part of us. You need to put them away. Put them in your pocket. Don't take them out of the car. Leave them in the car. You don't need them for anything. Be intentional. Sit with someone and give them your time. Give them your attention. When you're always looking at your phone, and it's almost impossible not to look at it if it's sitting on the table beside you. So important. It's a bit of dating etiquette that people forget all the time. We're so used to having these phones attached to us, and we're so used to doing our own screening, and that's not what you come to a matchmaker for. You come to a matchmaker to have them do all that work for you. So we had a conversation about it, and to his credit, he was very thoughtful, and he took my words with consideration. He hadn't even realized he'd been doing it. He just was so out of practice at dating, he just needed to be reminded.
Well, that's what having Cupid on your team does. It gives you a coach, someone who will help you through so that you can actually concentrate on getting to know your date. If you're interested in finding more about matchmaking and meeting the right person, then take this number down, 1-877-334-9041. That's Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041. 9041. Linda, thank you for that coaching advice, and I look forward to learning and hearing a happy story from you next week.
Thank you so much.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
I love getting calls from listeners, especially when they thank me for the introduction to someone on our team. And that's what happened this week. I got a call from Erica, who had broken her dentures and was desperate to have them fixed immediately. She called denturist Suzanne Selga, and Suzanne drove her mobile clinic to Erica's home, and everything was fixed, and I got a great big thank you, and I think Suzanne got a kiss on the cheek, and she's here now to talk more about her mobile clinic, Denture Ready. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. A simple thing like having good dentures to enjoy a meal changes people's life, just like with Erica. And it makes their day, and it helps them smile, and it gratifies me that I know that what I do, though it isn't a huge thing, something that makes a difference to people's lives. And I'm hoping that people listening today who maybe have a denture in their mouth or a denture in their drawer and they're not using it, that they know that it can be something comfortable. In fact, I've shared with you stories, you know, Barbara and Fred, who actually even forgot that they're wearing dentures in their mouths as a result of my adjustments that I've made. So when I speak, I hope people realize that having a denture and having it fit properly and adjusted properly and maintained properly is the key to having all the benefits that go with having teeth in their mouth and able to chew properly as well. And enjoying your food and getting in the nutrition, because that's very important. Smiling and engaging with people. I really hope that people will call me and I can talk to them and help them make an informed decision and give them the consultation or speak with them so that they understand what I can do for them. Please just give me a call. You know, Marilyn, I talk about the fitting of dentures and I wanted to spill a myth. I know that when you go into the pharmacy in the denture aisle and there are all these products like glue, and when you consider glue for dentures, right? But truthfully, if dentures fit properly, that glue doesn't or isn't necessary, or it's just necessary to a minimum, but it can be the last resort. And I know that big companies that sell those products can market them well. And people, you know, they'll buy these products. But the truth is, I can't be in every pharmacy, but I can be available to your listeners and those that avoid the dental office. That's why I come to them and where I'm needed. And it doesn't have to be a long appointment, but at least it's where you feel comfortable in your own home and you can have the assessment there with me. I'm pleased to have you call me and you can reach me at 647-204-4478 or just go online to my website and you can find all the information there, and that's dentureready.com.
Suzanne, I always hear people say, well, I don't know. I've been to the dentist. They made adjustments. I'm just not comfortable. Dentures are just something I have to live with. Anyone listening who hears Suzanne speak, please realize that dentures can be so comfortable that you forget that they are dentures. They're just like the teeth in your mouth, and you don't need tons of glue. Give her a call. Have a conversation, understand what it means to have a clinic on wheels come to your home and help you have what you need from a dentist. The phone number, 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. The conversation won't cost you anything, and I believe that Suzanne is covered by the insurance companies. Are you Suzanne?
Oh yes, we are, and we will direct bill from our office, and as well we do accept the CDCP.
Thank you for letting us know that. So you can't go wrong. Make the call, ask your questions, and you'll know more than you know in this moment. 647-204-4478. Thanks, Suzanne, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you.
Suzanne Selga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Selga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here, and she's demystifying tests that we might be curious about and need to know. So good morning, Dr. Brown. What are you teaching us today?
Well, good morning, Marilyn. You know, last time we talked about MRIs, and that's a very specific test. For bones and joints, for the brain, for certain tissues. Well, today we're going to talk about mammograms, and mammograms are a series of x-rays that show images of the soft tissue of the breast. It's a really valuable screening procedure to pick up breast cancer early, often before a lump could even be felt. And the new Canadian guidelines say we should be starting at age 40 in women with an average risk of breast cancer. We may even start earlier if you have a family history with your mother, your sister, your daughter having breast cancer at a younger age. Now, mammography is quick and generally painless. It takes about 30 minutes, depending on the individual. And the time that takes for the test is really the positioning of your breast and your body for each separate x-ray view. Yep, you feel like a pancake because they do press down on the breast between two plates, two x-ray plates, but that's how they get good pictures. And what we know is that mammography is great, but it can miss breast cancer about 5 to 10% of the time. In women with very dense breast tissue, often women who haven't reached menopause yet, that number may be even higher because dense tissue can hide and make it harder for the radiologist to see an area of abnormality. And it's not uncommon that when we see something on a mammogram, we may need to do additional testing. That testing may be an ultrasound, which we'll talk about next week, or that testing may be an MRI, which we talked about last week. But generally speaking, a mammogram will pick up more than 90% of abnormalities. And generally speaking, most abnormalities found on a mammogram are not cancer. They can be cysts, they can be benign tissues, they can be different changes in the tissue, but it's not necessarily a cancer. If the radiologist is suspicious, they may call you back for a fine needle biopsy. That's taking a sample, and that sample of the breast tissue is then sent to the lab, and that will help make the diagnosis. Bottom line, a mammogram is a great test. It's not a perfect test, but in medicine, there are no perfect tests. If you feel something, see your doctor, get a mammogram, be sure that the radiologist has commented on the area that you're questioning, and if necessary, there are more tests to do in specific circumstances. I go every year, Marilyn, because I do have a family history, but generally speaking, it's every 2 years for most healthy women.
And that's what I do every 2 years, and I just had one, Dr. Brown. So thank you for demystifying these tests, and today demystifying and telling us what a mammogram is all about. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. You can get it at local bookstores, on Amazon, log on to drvivianbrown.com, or for a special signed copy, order it through me at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for that useful advice, saying it so clearly so we all can understand. And I look forward to learning about breast ultrasounds next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Talk to you soon.
Now, country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here, and she's got a deal for us north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning, everyone. And yes, you know me. I'm always looking for that good value. This is a lakefront property that I found. It's been on the market a little while, and they've brought their price down. Now they're at a level where I think it's really good value. $749,900 is the asking price. It is lakefront property on Lake St. George, just north of Orillia, a few minutes. What I like about this property is it's a nice lot, 72 by 135. Taxes are reasonable at $3,100 a year, but this home, it has a walkout basement. It gives you about 2,100 square feet of living space, two washrooms, five bedrooms in total, three up and two down. But what I really like about it is this home has been totally renovated. So instead of looking at some of these cottage properties that are built in the 40s and 50s, this home is just like brand new. So you'll walk in and you see a brand new bathroom, a brand new kitchen, a new laminate flooring. It's bright and white. It's been decorated to the nines. You'll get a newer furnace. You've got the newer roof. You've got some new siding. It's a beautiful place with a huge walkout deck overlooking the lake. So this is actually a nice area because there's not as much traffic along this particular road. So I would highly recommend if you are looking for lakefront, this might be the place to start. So now, bearing that in mind, let's say $749,000 is maybe too much at this point. Why don't you think about building your own dream home? You may not have to go as big as 2,100 square feet. You just might want that waterfront property with a cottage on it or year-round home to retire to later on. This is a lot I'm talking about. There's a lot for sale up in the Severn area, just actually north of Washego, and it's only $259,900. So you can buy your lot, which is 135 by 283 feet. It's a beautiful size. It's a little bit sloped, so you could actually have a walkout basement in this scenario as well. Now, taxes on the land are only $800 right now. Once you build, of course, those will go up. But this is where you put your vision in. You decide what has your dream been. You pick up this lot for less than $259,900, I would expect, and just decide how big you want to go. You might just want something that's just cute and cozy, and that wouldn't cost you too much. So give me a call anytime, and I can tell you about all the vacant lots that are for sale up north.
So how do we reach you, Melanie?
You can always reach me at 705-725-6439.
705-725-6439. It pays to have a friend in the real estate business, Melanie Martin. She looks for deals, she finds them, and she has experience, so she'll find the best deal and help you fill your dreams. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Marilyn. And you know I'm already on the hunt for the next deal.
In Broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit CentralOntarioWaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage, like a duck to waterfront.
Now, I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. On this Girlfriend's Day and Friends Day weekend, I'd like to share a little something from my book, Marilyn West and the Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. If you have a copy, you'll find this story on page 7. It's called Be Yourself, and it's just 2 pages long. I hope you'll enjoy it. It starts, I've dressed women of all descriptions, ages, sizes, and lifestyles from all over the world. Every woman is an individual who wishes to look her best in a wardrobe that expresses her and is comfortable and workable. Best friends Sue and Lisa came to my shop. Sue was tall, red-headed, outspoken, and successful in the travel industry. Lisa was a petite blonde with beautiful big blue eyes, a corporate accountant, and a woman of few words. Each wanted an outfit for their high school reunion. For Sue, I selected a burnt red pant outfit with a swing top, palazzo pants, and a sizable gold pendant and big hoop earrings. For Lisa, I suggested a navy blue 3/4 length tailored coat with matching pants and a soft white tank top. I accessorized it with a gold chain, pearl choker, and dangling pearl earrings. Lisa smiled when she looked at herself in the mirror. And she said she felt fantastic. More importantly, she felt comfortable. Then Sue came by. She frowned at Lisa and said, "You can do something brighter and more exciting." She brought her a forest green outfit similar to her own, and obediently Lisa tried it on. She came out of the fitting room frowning and drowning in the outfit. Sue smiled. She thought it was perfect. Lisa was unhappy and uncomfortable. They looked at one another and started to laugh. In the end, they decided that each could be her own personal best, and they didn't have to wear similar outfits. Sue meant well, but she had selected an outfit that suited her, not her friend. Sue didn't realize that she needed to dress all aspects of Lisa, her mind, her body, and her spirit. Once she got it, she could respect Lisa's choice of outfit and sincerely compliment her. In the end, they purchased the outfits that made them look and feel their best. When shopping with another person, keep in mind that they are their own unique person. They have their own individual style, comfort zone, and styling needs. Don't try to make them over into you. It's important to help a friend express their best qualities when you're shopping with them. Leave what works for you behind. Concentrate on your friend and the things that work for her. This story is only 2 pages long, but there are a few lessons we all can take away from it. Whether you're shopping for a lifelong friend, a sister, a daughter, or someone you've only recently met, remember that friendship isn't about changing another person. It's about helping them become the very best version of themselves. Listen before you give advice. Offer suggestions, not instructions. Compliment sincerely. Respect that your friend's taste may be different from your own. And remember that the most successful shopping trip isn't measured by how many bags you carry home. It's measured by how good you make one another feel. My book is only 133 pages. It's printed in large type and easy to read. It's filled with short stories like this one, and they all begin with experiences in my little shop on Spadina, but each became a life lesson that can be surprisingly meaningful. After all, being the wardrobe doctor has always been about much more than just fashion. If you'd like a copy of Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, you can order it directly from me. It's just $20, and a portion of every sale goes to my local food bank. Simply call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And when you call, if you'd like to chat for a few minutes or ask me a wardrobe doctor question when you call, I'd be glad to help you. There's never a charge for that conversation, and it would be my pleasure to be your wardrobe doctor. So please feel free to reach out to order the book, have a chat, or do both. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Then we'll continue our conversation about friendship as we wrap up today's show. So please stay right here and stay with us. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Benefits of drinking water. Facts on drinking water. Adult humans are 60% water and our blood is 90% water. Water is essential for the kidneys and other bodily functions. When dehydrated, the skin can become more exposed to skin disorders and wrinkling. Drinking water instead of soda can help with weight loss. Here are some other benefits of why we should drink water. It lubricates our joints. Cartilage found in joints and the disc of the spine contain around 80% water. Long-term dehydration can reduce the joint's shock-absorbing ability, leading to joint pain. Water forms saliva and mucus. Saliva helps us digest our food and keeps the mouth, nose, and eyes moist. This prevents friction and damage. Drinking water also helps keep the mouth clean. Consumed instead of sweetened beverages, it can also reduce tooth decay. In order to drink your water, you need to give yourself a daily quota. What I do is put my water out first thing in the morning and make sure I drink it throughout the day. For more information on health and fitness, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com. And while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter on fitness tips. It's complimentary.
Looking after yourself, taking charge of your health, is more than just exercise. With Christine as your health coach, you can add years to your life. Give her a call, have the conversation, and see how you should proceed. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach, at 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. You're my health coach, and I thank you every day that I work out because I know I'm better for it.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this past few weeks have been a hot topic conversation has been main floor living. A lot of people are trying to eliminate climbing up the stairs to get to their bathroom and bedroom or going to the basement to use their washer dryer. Some people are fortunate enough to have a washer or dryer on their first floor with maybe a powder room, but they're missing that bathroom. And I've been asked by so many people recently if I can convert their powder room and laundry room and make it into one big accessible space so they can shower and use the washer dryer on the main floor. Also, move down their bed to that main floor where they have a kitchen, they have the washer dryer, and they have the three-piece bathroom. That's kind of the dream. That's the vision. We've been through this renovation a few times over the past 15 years of my career, and it's such a great way to stay at home and stay safe because you're eliminating the stairs completely, and you have one level of floor where everything is. Like I said, I just want to reiterate one more time. You have a three-piece bathroom, so you have a walk-in or roll-in shower with a toilet and a vanity. You can have the washer dryer on the same floor around the same location. You'll have your bedroom, your kitchen, everything's where you need to be. And you can get in and out of the house very easily. I can take you through the entire process from start to finish with architectural drawings, permitting, doing the exact job that's on the paper and getting it passed. And that's what we can do at Greater Toronto Accessibility. And I just wanted to spark that idea for some listeners that may be thinking of the same thing.
Daniel Wiskin's been there, done that, done it once and done it right. All you have to do is give him a call to find out more. Do you have a show special, Daniel?
Total bathroom check. I'll come to your house, give you that assessment so you know what the possibilities are. I'll give you a ballpark price so you know what it's going to cost and if it can even happen. That's the most important thing. Can we accommodate your home? Call me at 647-206-6409. The best part is there's no cost to this assessment, Marilyn.
No cost to the assessment. Main floor living is possible. Call Daniel Wiskin to learn more. Greater Toronto Accessibility. And the number is 647-206-6409. And may I add that many companies do charge a fee and a big one. So thank you, Daniel, for being so good at what you do and being kind to our listeners.
My pleasure, Marilyn. I hope to hear from some of you today. Take care.
As we come to the end of our hour together, I hope today's conversation about friendship has reminded us of something very important. Friendship truly is one of life's greatest gifts. It's something we receive, but it's also something we give. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, "The only way to have a friend is to be one." Those words remind us that friendship is not only about what others bring to our lives, it's also about what we bring to the lives of others. Friends support us. They encourage us. They celebrate our joys and stand beside us through the difficult times. And the beautiful thing is that the qualities we value in our friends are already within us, and each and every one of us have them to share. We each have the ability to offer kindness, understanding, encouragement, and caring. So we're not only fortunate enough to receive friendship, we also have everything it takes to be a good friend. Throughout this hour, we talked about how friends can guide us, sometimes along paths we expected, and sometimes along unexpected roads that lead us somewhere even better. But perhaps the most important thing we discussed is that friendship is a two-way gift. We're not only fortunate to have friends, we're also fortunate to have the ability to be a friend. Sometimes we think making a friend requires a special moment or a grand gesture, but every friendship begins in a simple way. With a smile, with a hello, with a moment when we look someone in the eye and make a connection, with a question that's asked with genuine interest and followed by truly listening to the answer. That simple exchange can plant the seed for a new friendship. We have all the equipment we need to reach out to one another, to connect with one another, to bond, and to experience the gift of true friendship throughout our life. All we have to do is open the door. Making a new friend doesn't take away from the friendships we already treasure. The friends who've shared our history continue to hold those memories with us. New friends meet us where we are today, and they can help us create new experiences and new chapters for our life. Together, old friends and new friends help support us through all the moments of life. And perhaps one of the most magical things I have experienced is when my new friends have met my old friends. Seeing those worlds come together reminds me that friendship continues to grow. Together, we step into the future richer for having met one another, for sharing our life, and for being there with each other and for each other. Because we truly are better together. Before we end our time together, I want to thank our healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers who support us each and every day. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to our wonderful From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. Each and every one of us has opened our minds and hearts and shared our knowledge and experience and our caring through our words today and each Saturday, and we will continue to do so. And if you wish to reach out to us, we're available to you. You can speak with any of us and get our contact information to reach out to us by going onto my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click on the heading on radio and you'll find our sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston at 416-504-6777. So thank you very much for joining us today. And a special thank you to those of you who do more than just simply listen. To those of you who take what you hear, reflect on it, and then take action. Today, perhaps that action is to acknowledge the friends in our life, to appreciate the friendships we already have, and to open ourselves to the possibility of being a friend and creating new friendships. Remember, making a friend doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, it can begin with small things and simple moments that we sometimes overlook. That smile, a kind word, looking someone in the eye and making a connection, asking that question and truly listening to the answer. Those simple actions can open a door. And once that door is open, something wonderful can happen. So the simple thought I would like to leave you with is this. We all have everything it takes to be a friend, to be a good friend to others and to ourselves. And we also have it in us to make a friend. We have the ability to smile. We have the ability to connect. We have the ability to listen, to care, and to make another person feel valued. A smile can become a conversation. A conversation can become a connection. And a connection can become a friendship that brings us joy and growth and meaning to our lives. Let's reach out to one another. Let's reconnect with someone we value. Let's be open to someone new. Because when we open our hearts to friendship, We don't simply add another person to our lives. We create the possibility of a fuller, richer, and more meaningful life. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll be having a conversation about happiness, because it'll be Happiness Happens Day. And once again, we'll explore ideas, insights, and conversations to help us live our best lives from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And until then, please remember, we all have everything it takes to be a friend, to be a good friend to others and to ourselves, and to make a friend. So give it a try. Reach out, open your heart, and take that first step. It will be worth it. Bye-bye until next Saturday. Take care.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.